7 of the PE Geek podcast. Now, as always, there is heaps of things that are shaping the classroom landscape. And I know I'm going to say that every single time we start this podcast. So let's just get used to it, I think. And I think that's incredibly exciting. Now, in the last 2 weeks, the iPad PE Bootcamp has grown incredibly. And if you missed out on this, you can still join up. It's available to be joined at any time you like, and you can do so at iPadPEbootcamp.com. And if you go there, you can sign up for either the beginner or the advanced course, and every day for 10 days, you'll receive an email that has in it different things that you can try in your classroom. So heaps of people are using or participating in the bootcamp, and it's great to see that these people are finding it useful and integrating the different things into their classroom, which is fantastic. So I recommend going and checking it out. Now, we've also announced details of a New Zealand tour in 2014. So if you're interested in coming along to that tour or finding out more about it, visit thepegeek.com/NZ tour, and you'll find all the dates and information you need to come along and join us for a single day workshop. I'm actually going to be integrating a little bit of a holiday over there myself, but can't help but meeting new teachers and getting a chance to run some workshops overseas. So really looking forward to that. Aside from planning the different tours that I have been doing in the last few weeks, including New Zealand and a couple overseas in early January, I'm pretty excited to be announcing first solid details of my Easy Planner app, which I've been mentioning and talking about for quite some time, but it's just really taken that long to think about how I want to actually bring the app to life. So Easy Planner is well underway. It should be out by middle of December, if not the very start of January next year. And it is a lesson planning app designed purely for teachers in mind. It's going to sync between the iPhone and the iPad, so you can plan on either and see your planning and all your things that you plan to do in your class between either. And we're also integrating a Mac app. It'll be our first ever Mac app, and you will be able to basically see everything across all of your devices, no matter where it is or what it is that you're currently doing. So if you want to see a quick video demo of the app, you can go along to thepegeek.com/planet. That's PLANIT, planet. And you'll be able to watch a video of me explaining how it works and the sort of functionality that is included in the app. But it's basically integrating with everything. Dropbox, Evernote, Google Drive allows you to import your resources from the web, and then you can basically use it as a bit of a springboard for your content in your classes. So it's definitely something I cannot wait to use in my own classes. And when I have an app that I feel like that about, they usually become my best app. So look out for it, go and check out the video, and I look forward to bringing it to you later on. Now, moving into today's content of this episode, we're actually going to switch it up a little bit. And when I say switch it up, we're not going to follow the normal process of looking at an app and a couple of products and then a teacher. We're actually going to be responding to a question that was asked recently of myself. And the question is something that I think will be quite appropriate to a lot of people. Now, in this particular question, we're going to be focusing on it for the entire episode, and it's definitely going to shape the things that we do cover in many, many ways. So I'm going to let you listen to the question, and then we're going to dive straight into the content. So take it away, Steve.
Hi there, Jared. First of all, I just want to say how much I've enjoyed looking at your website and listening to your podcast. So thanks a lot for all that you've contributed and shared with the PE community out here. I guess I'm just after a few ideas for other teachers in my situation. I have a personal iPad and I can get Wi-Fi in my gym, but my school can't afford a class set of iPads, iPods, etc. And so I'm just after a few more ideas in ways that I can use my one iPad to enhance the teaching of PE at my school. So look forward to it. Cheers, mate.
So thank you, Steve, for that question. And before I go into the episode and look at it. You can definitely ask a question of me also, and maybe it'll get featured in an episode very soon. And you can do that by going to thepeergeek.com/voicemail, and you can do that on any mobile device or any website, or any computer, sorry, with internet connection. And you'll be able to leave a 30-second voicemail message, and we'll be able to use them to make future episodes. So if you've got a question, go ahead and do it. Now, in terms of addressing the question, this is pretty important. So, you know, I've been to a lot of schools around the world recently, and people come in with all different levels of access. And in many ways, that's the really exciting thing, because there's no real correct way to do this. You know, having a device for every student is not necessarily a reality. And if it was, it sure would lead to some pretty boring ways to innovate in terms of teachers, you know, solving problems and so on. So it's always good to see how schools are tackling this, and how they're doing it in such diverse range of ways. So I think for me, you know, this basically comes back to my first ever use of the iPad. You know, I only had my personal device, and I was trying to integrate and use it in my classroom, and it meant that any use had to come from my personal device itself. Now, sure, it makes it difficult for certain apps and certain functions, but there are so many uses that can definitely be enhanced through the use of a single iPad. So this episode, we're going to look at 10 things that you can do with one iPad, and hopefully they're something that people can run away with and try in their classes where they have one iPad. Also, these things would be applicable whether you've got one iPad or 20 iPads, or you've got, you know, 50 iPads, or in some schools that I've been to where they're running at a 3-to-1 ratio, so each kid has 3 different devices of their own. So, you know, the applicability, the application is across a whole range of different scenarios. Now, before we move into it, I think it's pretty important that, you know, in order to have a lot of these things really benefit or really shine, there needs to be a way to sort of project the iPad into a larger space or scenario. So in many ways, probably the most important thing when it comes to using an iPad in a classroom is some sort of way of sharing it to a projector or sharing it to a large screen TV. Now, in previous episodes, I've spoken about this, and if you visit thepeergeek.com/VGA, it'll take you to a page where you can look at the different types of adapters that you can purchase that allow you to connect it to a projector. So if you can do that, if you can get your iPad and get an adapter and connect it to a projector, you'll definitely find that there's a whole host of things that you can then do, because you're not just forced to looking at the screen, you're forced to being able to project it up onto a larger space. Now, obviously that means that you can then use one device and share it, or have the kids running activities with, you know, the rest of the people in the group benefiting. However, you know, even if you can't get access to that and it's not something that, you know, you have available, then these things will still work. So I think first and foremost, Steve, go and find out a way that you can get some sort of way to share your iPad up onto a screen, you know, whether it's an old projector that you've found somewhere in the school that doesn't get used anymore, or whether you can go and install something on a more permanent basis. You're going to really benefit by being able to share it large across the platform. Now, I've been in some schools recently and working with them to integrate more permanent solutions into their gymnasium. And what I'm seeing a lot of schools doing is the inclusion of a flat screen TV of some extent. So everywhere inside of a gym, there may be a space that is suitable to basically a permanent flat screen TV. Now, basically place it against the wall, and then you've got pretty quick access to be able to share some video footage or share some pictures, whatever it was. Maybe even it's the lesson outline of what the students are doing when they walk into the gym, that can be shared up onto that TV screen. Now, I saw this in some schools recently overseas. They even had a little flat screen TV up against, you know, a wall on the side of the pool that was undercover. And it really did benefit the learning experience. It meant that only one iPad needed to be used, you know, connected to the screen, and the teacher or the student could be guiding them through whatever it was. Then they could jump into the pool, etc. So I think one of the first things to do is to go and look at how you can get a screen that's permanent or semi-permanent, and then a lot of the other stuff becomes a lot easier. Now, one of the first apps that I'd recommend with one iPad is BAM Video Delay. Now, it's something that I absolutely rave about and talk about in the Connected PE workshops. However, this app is basically like a mirror on steroids. So all you do is basically run the app and then you choose a delay that you want to appear on the app. So you can have up to 2 minutes of delayed video appearing through the device. So quite essentially, or quite, you know, quite obviously that you could sit it against a discrete sort of skill. And as students perform the skill, they could have up to 2 minutes to move behind and check out the video footage while other people are involved in the actual the process of capturing their footage. The really good thing about it is when it's seated in a certain place and pointed towards some action, there's no need to sort of touch the device at all. It's hands-free delayed video feedback. And you could certainly use this, you know, one device in your classroom, place it in a perfect spot, and you've got students engaged in sort of self-directed check of their technique or whatever it is that you're focusing on. So BAM Video Delay would be one of my first choices for a iPad classroom, whether it's one iPad or 50. Some of the other things that are definitely worthwhile exploring is, you know, apps like Balance It or Jump It. So these are two apps that I've recently brought out with that exact idea in mind. So, you know, you're giving the students the iPad, or you're projecting this particular app up onto a large screen, and you can basically then flow through the iPad and show them the big, clear, crystal pictures of the different balances or the different jump rope activities that they can do. Ultimately, it becomes all the more beneficial when you've got more, but certainly works in many, many ways. And a lot of the evidence coming back from me surrounding this app is in scenarios where there's one teacher who's got it worked across their own, you know, entire group of 20 or 30 students because they've been able to share it to a screen. Ultimately, you could also just have one iPad sitting down in the center of the room, and the students have one leader that runs up to the center. They have to interpret what the balance is, and then they have to run away to their group and just use the sort of leadership skills that they're trying to develop to try and piece the balance together. And part of it would be a bit of a challenge to see which group gets it the most accurate. So that would just require one iPad and students running in to actually check out the balance or the different jumps or the different jump rope activities. So Balance It and Jump It. Now, before I go on to the next, if you're listening to this and you really want to know what the different apps are that we're talking about, you'll always be able to find them if you go to thepegeek.com/episode7. At that particular point, you'll have the different show notes for that particular episode, all the links to different things we explore. However, yeah, definitely do that for every episode. If there's something that you've seen, just go to thepegeek.com/episode, whatever the episode is that we're currently looking at. Now, another thing that I've used recently, and it just meant that I was able to use one iPad also, is the iYoga app. Now, the iYoga app is fantastic. It really is, and it's basically replaces me as a teacher in so many ways, because I wouldn't know the first thing about taking a yoga lesson. But again, if you can connect it to a group or a projector, you can have students work through and complete a yoga activity on their own or in a large space, basically like a group task. Let's say you don't have a projector and you want to do the same thing. Basically, the students could work in different groups and rotations. So they're rotating around on a circuit. When they get to the mat or the station that has the iYoga app, they basically follow along and do some self-directed yoga activities. Meanwhile, the others who are doing different stuff don't include the iPad as part of their tech. So the iYoga app is awesome. It's definitely something that you can do in your own time as a little bit of a different way to exercise. It's really, really valuable, and the people can actually work inside the app to build a circuit, a bit of a yoga activity using the activities that are inside of it. Another app that has been recently launched is Spin It. Now, Spin It is again used with the intent of it being just one device. Now, Spin It is basically a random exercise or activity generator, and quite effectively what you do is put in the different things that you want to randomize and the number of times you want people to do those things. So, you know, let's say you've got numbers 1 through 9, and then on the right-hand side, you've got all the different exercises like push-ups and sit-ups. And anyway, put in whatever you like. And then when you hit spin it, it basically matches up the exercises. So you might get 4 by sit-ups or whatever it is. Now, I've seen people use this for questioning at the end of the day. So let's say all the kids were sitting down. You had your iPad. You had spin it. It had the kid's name in it, and it had some random questions. And when you press spin it, it basically went through, picked one kid, picked one question, and you were able to direct it. So just a fun way to sort of gamify that process to some extent. So that's the Spin It app. So far we've looked at BAM Video Delay, Balance It and Jump It, the iYoga app, and Spin It, which are all things that could work with one iPad. Now, one of the things that's really hot in classrooms, or PE classrooms for that matter as well, around the globe at the moment, is the idea of a portfolio. And the whole idea being that students can sort of track the things that they do across the course of the year, record them in a portfolio, and the portfolio is definitely then the record or evidence of their progress. So there's a number of ways that you can do this in your classroom. And one of them is with the app 3Ring. Now, 3Ring is superb, and it's usually one of the most impressive apps that I showcase during the Connected PE workshops. And it's 100% free, and if you're interested in going and downloading it, it's 3, but actually spelt, so T-H-R-E-E, 3Ring, and it's available on iPad, iPhone, and Android. And basically, you log into it, and you create your classes, and you put your students in those classes. And from then, essentially, as they're performing and as they're doing all the different things they are in their class, you essentially tap on the students or students that you wish to record some information for, and you can record a photo or a video or whatever it is, and it pushes it up to the 3Ring space that you can, and then over time, you begin to build up this enormous resource of their progress that you can then sort through and look at and use for assessment purposes and so on. Now, in a classroom that has one iPad, one thing that works really well is the idea of a portfolio corner. And what that means is if you get the iPad and go and place it in a specific section in your gym, whatever it is that you're working in, then you tell the students about the whole idea of the portfolio corner. And what they have to do is at a designated period of time in your lesson, you might just say, okay, over you go to the portfolio corner, record whatever it is that you wish to place into your portfolio for this particular week. And then you don't actually have to touch the device. The students head over to the portfolio corner, find their name, film one another, add in something that they think is of value to that particular day, whether it was a serve that they've just mastered or whether it's something that they think is worthwhile to share with themselves later on and their parents. And that's it. Their portfolio is being self-managed by the students, and it's all being done through one device. And you don't even have to touch the device. You just still get to roam around and do everything that you normally do. But the students are involved in this portfolio corner. And then essentially what they're doing is they're recording their own progress in learning, and then you get the benefit of being able to look through that, make accurate assessments, and be able to show them at parent-teacher night the sort of ways they've been able to engage and the things they've been able to do to show how they've improved. So portfolio corner works really well. A couple of other things that I think are geared towards one device is the idea of the iMuscle app. So iMuscle is something I wish I had at university. It's basically a 3D animation of the human body, the muscular system, and you can zoom in, pinch, and browse every single muscle in the body with incredible detail. And more importantly, you can tap a muscle and see the stretches and the exercise that you can do to activate it. So if you've got a projector or anything like that, to be able to share on a large scale, this becomes really powerful. You can put it up on the screen, and while you're engaged in a warm-up or a cool-down or some sort of activity, you can be talking about the different muscles that are happening and providing that extra level of understanding behind the things that you're doing in PE. Ultimately, you know, if you're in some senior classes, the students can work together or in groups and use the iPads to help map out some of the activities that they would do inside of a resistance training program. So iMuscle is awesome, and I actually still use it myself to go in and basically just explore some of the muscle names that I really like to say, like gastrocnemius and all these other names that remind me of my university days. So iMuscle and the whole idea of Portfolio Corner are massive. So lots of different things can be done with one iPad. And further evidence of that would be the use of something like EasyTag. Now, EasyTag is a free application by Dartfish. Now, Dartfish, you've probably heard of them. They do a lot of work, have done a lot of work in the elite sport scenario for a long time. And this particular app is intended to be used in conjunction with some of their other products. But on its own, it's a pretty powerful little application for statistical or notational recording and analysis. So it's basically like stats or recording of stats. So you can essentially have a whole host of different things that you're trying to observe in a game or in your class, whatever it may be. And as you see those students do those things, you can essentially just tap the screen and you get to keep a bit of a record or a log of those events. So in recent months, I was pretty interested in tracking my year five students and looking at all the different times that they spent engaged in things that were of benefit to the team. So teamwork, leadership, cooperation, etc. And I was pretty keen to see that happen on the regular. So what we did is I used the EasyTag app to record and put down all their names. So there was 27 people in the class. There was 27 different tiles. Each of them had a name of the students. Now, I was roaming around and we were looking at, they were participating in a little mini tournament that they were running and hosting. And at that particular point in time, every time I saw something that was valuable or contributing positively to the school or to that particular lesson, I simply tapped their name. And throughout the course of the half an hour that they were engaged in that little tournament, we're able to identify the students that were working the most positively. And that was all done really, really effectively inside of EasyTag. Now, in another situation, you might have a student, one student at a time, who for a two-minute rotation rotates off the field and maybe takes statistics on whatever it is they're doing in the field. And then they get called in at a little break, and that student has a leadership role to try and pitch across some information to different people. Or maybe they let the teacher know, okay, you know, sir, we had five different times when this occurred, and there's some sort of teachable moments that can come out of it. So EasyTag is certainly something that people can use in a whole host of different ways. Now, another couple of apps that I absolutely love are SlowPro and Coach's Eye. Now, I've spoken about these on numerous occasions, but they're certainly things that can work in a situation where you've got one device. Now, SlowPro does exactly what the name suggests, super slow motion recording, and it does it really well. So you can break down video or discrete skills at up to 1,000 frames per second, and it does it in such an impressive way, especially since iOS 7 has launched, allowing you to see things in more detail than you normally would. Now, in a class that has one device, this is something that the teacher could be doing. They could be recording some video and then going and showing the particular action in slow motion to the student. Or better yet, give one student that role on a 10-minute rotation. And their job is they have to move around the class and they have to get some video footage of different people and then go up and reinforce their own understanding of those concepts with the students through a slow motion video. So certainly a brilliant way to include that particular tech. Now, in the same idea, Coach's Eye. The app Coach's Eye is a video analysis app that is still, without a doubt, my favorite video analysis app. There are many out there, but this is the best in terms of simplicity. And with Coach's Eye, you can absolutely use it teacher-directed activity. So a teacher is recording students and then using them to point out particular things that relate to the lesson objective. You could be sharing that up onto a large screen if you had a projector. Or better yet, give it to the students, have them rotate around, and each student has to go up and get some footage of each other and then work together to try and basically peer analyze. And you're basically building in these peer moments into your lesson with one device, and using the app as sort of like a tool to help bridge that feedback that is definitely something that all lessons should have. So Slow Pro and Coach's Eye. And finally, one of my favorite apps that I don't think gets used enough in the PE classroom is Coach Note. And Coach Note is, it sounds like it's just purely for coaches. I think that's part of the reason, but it is essentially like a whiteboard, and you can draw on the screen, but rather than drawing on a whiteboard, you're actually drawing on different sports fields, and these can then be used to show tactics and strategies and different things that you're trying to get across to your students. Now, in my scenario, most of the time that this gets used is with a basketball court, which is our gymnasium where most of our activity occurs in the PE class, and it's me talking about different gameplay scenarios and different ways to sort of draw players and different strategies that are applicable across multiple games. And this is something that we can share up onto a large screen and talk through. Or it's also something that you can go up and have students do, show their understanding of a game, or go up to another student and share a tactic or a strategy. So, you know, maybe you give the Coach Note app to one student or one team, and that rotates week by week. And they then have to record a set play, and that set play inside of Coach Note is something that they then share with each other, and they then start to sort of process this whole library of different game strategies. So Coach Note is awesome. I've also recently used it with our younger students, and I've basically taken a photo of our gymnasium, and I've then used the different cones and different pieces of equipment that are inside the app and placed it up on the screen, and their objective is they have to set up the different game based on the image that's in Coach Note. So if you can imagine a photo of our gymnasium floor, and on it I've got cones and I've got different balls that have all been dragged from Coach Note in onto the picture, and then I tell the students that I want them to replicate what they see on the screen with the real life, and that's what they do. They go out and they try and interpret what's on the screen, and they work together, and they basically set up one of our first games. So Coach Note has heaps of uses, and it's definitely applicable in places whether you've got one iPad or whether you've got 10. So looking back at the things we've looked at, they've all been applications, and we've looked at BAM Video Delay, Balance It and Jump It, iYoga, Spin It, and we've looked at Slow Pro and Coach's Eye. We've looked at iMuscle, Easy Tag, and Coach Note. Now, all of these work in those scenarios of one iPad or 50 iPads, and it's definitely something that everyone can aspire to try and use at some point. Now, a lot of them sort of underpin success. Basically, might be that you would have some way of sharing them on a larger device. If you can do that, then you can certainly maximize their impact on the lesson. However, if you can't do that, then they still work. They still enable you to be able to do a whole host of things that you couldn't do without them. Now, one of the other things that could definitely benefit this process is an iPad tripod, and I've spoken about these a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of them appear in classes to sort of allow that hands-free work that teachers are doing. So, you know, we're going to look at going and incorporating a heap of these into our upcoming unit. You know, we've only got 3 of them at the moment, and we're looking to get a few more so that there's one basically for every court of the game, our badminton courts that we have set up. And the ones that we're actually buying, you can access at thepeergeek.com/tripod. And these are the ones I certainly recommend. They have a bit of a clamp and allows them to be a little bit more permanent when it comes to keeping your iPad in place. So yeah, go and grab a tripod, go and get some sort of way of connecting your iPad to a larger projector, and then a whole host of possibilities arise with one device. So thanks heaps for that question, Steve. I certainly hope that you can take something out of that. And for everyone else that has one device, hopefully that's helped you out as well. Thanks again for tuning into the latest episode, and I certainly hope that you tune into the next episode. We're going to go back to our normal format, and I have a very special guest that will be appearing at the start. So thank you, and grab the show notes at thepeergeek.com/episode 7. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you.